Good morning, listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Surface's second day of the show in Las Vegas, and I'm with Michael Martin, the president and CEO of the NWFA, the National Wood Flooring Association. Michael, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Kemp?
It's good. You know, we were together just recently in Germany, and now we're here again. I want to get to Germany in a minute, but first let's talk about the wood business and how it ended up in 17. I'm sure whatever statistics you have now are preliminary, and we are also working on trying to pull all this data together. But what's your take so far on the growth of the wood business in 17?
Well, it looks like low single digits. The numbers that we've seen coming in from both of the major resources look to be around 3%.
I think that's maybe a little slower than it was last year. Everybody knows it's been impacted in two areas. There's wood look on the high end with the ceramic tile wood look. I was just interviewing someone yesterday, and they're a big player, and they said that 35% of what they sell looks like wood and ceramic. And also the people that are selling the multi-layered LVT wood look, and that's taken a little share as well, right?
Yes, I think we both saw and discussed some of the innovative product that we saw at Domatex. I know some of those products are launching here too that are a really thin veneer, like 0.06 millimeters on a stone core, which is then water resistant. So there's a lot of new innovative technological things happening in the marketplace that obviously within the wood sector we're seeing people coming up with different water protection type environments too, but that's really the selling push behind a lot of the other products.
Does wood flooring really need to be waterproof?
No, it doesn't need to be waterproof. It just needs to have regular care and maintenance.
But you know, most of the things that happen inside a house that create a massive amount of water are going to be covered by your insurance company, aren't they?
Yeah, so if your water line goes off on your refrigerator, usually that's covered by insurance. Washer, dryer, whatever appliance would create a mess typically is covered by homeowner's insurance.
Most people buy any type of flooring, but specifically wood flooring, because of the aesthetics, what it looks like, and also what it does to the value of the home over time. So you've just done some research, and I want to key in on that for a minute. You shared with me some consumer research that you did, you published in your Hardwood Floors magazine. There's two key points in there that I want to bring up. One of them is that the internet has turned into the most trusted information resource for the consumer when they're considering buying flooring. But the second one, and this has been true for many years, is that if they could have any floor at all, they'd want a wood floor, right?
Yes. One of the questions that we asked was this was third-party research that was done without being associated with NWFA in any way. It was a research firm out of D.C., so we wanted it to be blind. We wanted the consumer research to really reflect what consumers really felt. And so the question that I think I found most interesting was really, what flooring would you put in your dream home? Not what you have now or not what you'd like to have tomorrow, but if you were going to design your dream home, what flooring would you put in? And the by and far away, homeowners want wood.
It's hard to discern whether they say wood, what they mean is wood look versus real wood. I mean, it's hard to know, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we asked that question, too. And, you know, an uneducated consumer might answer yes, and they'd still be wrong. But, you know, for the most part, most consumers felt like they could tell the difference between the other flooring types versus wood.
You know, with a lot of these lookalikes, a lot of these multi-layered floors, some of them actually, as we know, some of the interviews I've done recently, we're finding out that one of the layers that we're finding on these multi-layered flooring is actually real wood, you know, versus a laminate or PVC or these other types of products that could be on there. So what is the trade association doing? And I throw out another number too, that there was, I think, 64 or 65 exhibitors in Hall 12 at Domatex that were showing a wood look, which was not wood product. So what is the American Hardwood Flooring Trade Association? How are you reacting to this?
Well, we've dissected things a number of ways. We have a solid standard. We have a pre-finished standard. HPVA, which is one of our association partners, the Hardwood Plywood Veneer Association, they have an engineered flooring standard. You know, as the technology changes, we have to look at what really constitutes a wood floor. But at this point, we've kind of said, well, we can't really dictate what the wear layer should be, but we can say if it's a wood product, no matter what the wear layer is, if it's real wood, it's real wood. You can't take away from that. But if it's a photograph of wood, it's not wood. I think there's certainly a lot of misrepresentation in the marketplace right now that is very concerning to us, not just from a protectionist standpoint, because obviously we are the Wood Flooring Association and we want to promote and see wood used in as many places as possible where it's a good application. But we also know there are applications that wood isn't necessarily the right solution for. I wouldn't put it in a corporate foyer, but if you're going to have high traffic areas, you know, there are other solutions that might suit you better. And if you're only going to be there 7 years on a lease, you know, obviously you wouldn't want to necessarily invest in wood. But that aside, when we look at what we need to do in the consumer space, it really has shifted. As you mentioned earlier, the research that we just completed, almost every consumer is going online to do their research before they step foot in any environment. So even before they're going to, it used to be they would kind of go to the Home Depot or Lowe's, get an idea of what they wanted, and then decide if they wanted to maybe go on to a specialty retailer and do something that's a little more unique. I don't know that that trend's changing. It's just that the research isn't being done in the store. It's being done online, and people are walking in with an idea of what they want. So for us, the point of sale for retail becomes an extremely important place where you have to have an educated seller. Because if you're selling a higher-end luxury product like wood flooring, but you have something that looks just like it that's significantly less expensive, it's an easier sell to take them down to that lower level as opposed to bringing them up to the luxury item. So we have to educate the sellers at the retail level on the attributes of wood, and that, you know, let's sell them up into something if we can. This is their home. They want this environment to be what they want it to be. And so I think that's important. We look at the retail level, and then we look at how we get to the consumer online and try to get to them first in the research process, which is a very interesting but expensive endeavor.
You know, there's this concept of biophilia, which is research that's being done about what it's like to live on natural products. So, you know, you've got to ask yourself, how does this come into play? When I was walking around with the architectural tour guides at Domatex, they were making fun of the look-alike wood products and saying, this is why it's important that we have architects in the world, because we need to specify the real product. And I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. And I saw a little bit of that same tour, and I, you know, obviously as the wood flooring profession, I was very happy to see that response coming from someone who was giving tours for architects and designers. And I do think that's a very important place that we have to communicate the attributes, and the natural feel really can't be replaced. It can't be duplicated. Photograph is still a photograph. You can't walk on a photograph and get the feeling of wood. You just can't.
One more quick thing. Let's talk about trends for a second. Something I saw in Germany, I'm sure you're seeing it as well, because we're seeing it some here at Surfaces. You know, we've seen longer, wider, beautiful products. Some people are even romancing, so that they can compete against the lookalikes. They're romancing every plank and making every plank distinctive. But another thing that we're seeing is we're seeing more herringbone installations, more of these box-type parquet looks, the kind of things that you saw in museums and castles from 500 years ago.
Right, and most of those floors originally were hardwood. When you look at the history and you go back, you know, 600-700 years, most of those floors, those chevrons and those herringbones were traditionally wood. And there's some tile that's also laid in that type of mosaic. But it's really neat to see that trend kind of resurge, because it's been gone for a while. And also, you know, one of the things I think also that is we're going to see more of, that I think we saw at Domatex, was there's starting to be a blend on some of the non-wood products of bringing in other design elements within the wood look. So you have the look, but then maybe you have a little bit of an applique over the top that brings in a circular motion, or some sort of almost lace look going across it to kind of soften it to make it look romantic, is a good word for it. But, you know, we are starting to see some trends like that. So the wood look, the real thing is the real thing, and the wood look, you know, there'll be another trend. We're going to see other things evolve with that technology that aren't necessarily going to look like wood, and that's the beauty of those products, is they have that ability to look like anything. So there's been so much wood saturation, it'll be interesting to see what the next trend is coming out of LVT and some of the other surfaces.
Yeah, one more quick thing about hardwood. Another trend that I saw, and I'm sure you'd agree with this, is the gloss level is going way down, right? I mean, you're seeing, I don't know, there's some kind of rating for it, but it's down to about a 7 now, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it really is. The gloss look is almost completely gone, and almost an unfinished look is really what we're seeing. We're seeing a lot more oils. We're seeing a lot more of that type of application. Again, back to the natural look, back to people want to be around things that are natural. They want natural products in their home. They want safety for their children. They want all of these things that you can only get from nature.
About out of time, but I know you have a trade show coming up. When is that and where is it?
April 11th through the 14th in Tampa. We'll be at the convention center in Tampa, and we hope we'll see a lot of people there.
All right, great. Michael, good to spend time with you again. Been talking to Michael Martin, the president and CEO of the NWFA, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.